Hey buddy, how you doing?
Hey Jay, what's going on, my friend?
Doing all right. So now that we got the top job all secured and all that, now we gotta work on your governor.
I have a feeling with her. Yeah, tell me about it. She's a fucking nice job. But listen, everything's changing, brother. I mean, did you see that? The woke shit is over with. That's all out the window. That's gone. You see the Republicans all talking. My pronouns are Republican majority. All the far left liberals erased all their pronouns on their social media. It's over with.
Oh, I know. They're all like pointing fingers now at each other. So, anyways, you got anything new that I can help with?
Dave, I've just been busy between both stores. Just honestly, Dave, the amount of consumers dropping off things to sell is something I have never seen before. It is truly unbelievable. I got vendors calling me, "What's going on?" I just tell them, "This is what I'm dealing with, guys." I asked this lady yesterday. I said, "How did you?" And I always ask, "How do you know that Diamond Castle, Novi, or Plymouth does this?" She goes, "Kevin, I just went down Google and I just typed in family-owned jewelers like that." She goes, "I just went down the list of jewelers and I just called. Hey, whoever's got good reviews, I called." And she goes, "Kevin, you're like one or two jewelers that will even consider looking at my piece to sell." She said, "That's why we are so busy doing that." Because a lot of the consumers are saying, "Kevin, you're the only jeweler that's entertaining this." So they're calling all these jewelers and they're saying, "We don't buy, we don't do estate, we're sorry." And again, it's like I keep on, I sound like a broken record. These jewelers are doing themselves a disservice. You're telling this client that you bought this, but it's not worth anything. It's bad. It's not good. It's
No,
not good.
I know. But those are opportunities for you guys to make some new
Yeah,
money.
it's. I mean, I yeah, we keep on doing it, but you need people to start. Listen. I was. Ex Everybody's extremely happy, Dave, and excited. Everybody, there was a rejuvenation when Trump won, but we're still in this shit
Oh, I
of
know.
Biden and Harris and their old policy. They're still the current policy. So people are. She was telling me. She goes, "Kevin, me and my husband work for a supplier for the auto industry," and she goes, "We're okay." She goes, "It's not like we're need the money. It's just we're a little now fearful with the wars going on and Russia and Ukraine and inflation is tough." And she goes, "I've been married 27 years. I just sell. Once you sell this ring for me," and I took her bracelet and her earrings too. And she goes, "I just right now, my husband and I, we just want to just sell. Know that we get to get this 5 or 6 thousand." I gave her 5,800, Dave. She has a one carat round. It's probably about J color. I had to send it to GIA. It's probably gonna come back J color. Probably a quarter carat in her engagement ring, and she's got a 2.5 carat diamond bracelet and a carat inside and out hoop earrings. She didn't buy them for me. She only bought the bracelet for me. But I told her, "Once we sell everything, I can give you $5,800 for everything." Okay? And that's once it sells, once an item sells, and she took it. And she goes, "Kevin, I'll take it, That's Dave, that's what I'm dealing with. It's just there's a lot more people selling than purchasing right now.
Well, it'll turn around. It'll turn around and all that. So
Yeah.
that's all I was doing is trying to reach out last night.
Yeah, no, I know you called a couple. I was just been busy going back and forth, and I wanted to call you. I think Monday you called, and I got stuck with this lady, husband and wife team that brought in a big box of stuff they wanted to sell, and I probably spent 2 hours with them, and it ended up she ended up only having like $400 or $500 worth of stuff in there. So other than that, where is it picking up out there? What are you hearing?
Yeah, it has been, and I think
Good.
right now people are just trying to gather, gather what happened and move forward.
I think, Dave, it's going to be it's definitely going to be a price point Christmas, is what I believe. The sales of 40,000, 80,000, I don't think are going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I'll put it this way, Dave. I'm not setting my expectations too high.
No, don't. No. I mean,
It's just because of what's going on in Metro Detroit. I was talking to a salesman. He's been here since Monday, and he left about 15 grand, 20 grand we bought from him, and then he's leaving memo. But he says, "Kevin, I've been here since Monday. You're the third jeweler I sold to. Everybody's looking for memo,
and everybody's just saying it's quiet here in Metro Detroit. He says you are probably in the toughest market in the United States.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, but it'll come around again.
Oh, you keep going. You know, I sent 6,500 direct mailers out last week.
Oh, you did?
With a promo. Yeah, with promo. So hopefully it works. We haven't. Paul got one guy at the store there. He ended up spending like $1,500, $1,800 on a lab-grown engagement. I think it was like a one carat with rounds on the side. So hopefully that'll work. You know, like, you know us, Dave. We keep on doing stuff, you know.
Yes. Oh, I know that. You gotta keep going forward.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
Yeah.
So, you cannot stop. You gotta keep going forward.
That's so you can get a gauge. That's what we're dealing with, brother.
Well,
Dave, let me call you back. Someone,
yeah, hang on. Okay, I'll see you.
What?